This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today urged the students of the Indian Institute of Technology, IIT Delhi, to keep national interest at the centre of their decisions and ask themselves how their actions can benefit the country and address its needs. Mr. Modi made these remarks while addressing the 57th convocation of IIT Delhi. The Prime Minister said that new sectors are emerging in the country, offering fresh opportunities for the youth. He cited sectors such as semiconductors, space and drones, and said India is working towards becoming self-reliant across all sectors. Mr. Modi said this drive towards self-reliance will serve as a strong foundation for building a Vikasit Bharat.
Aaj Bharat economic self-reliance, technological self-reliance, industrial self-reliance, aise har sector mein aatmanirbhar banne ke liye kaam kar raha hai. Yahi Vikasit Bharat ki majboot neev ka sabut hai. Is majboot neev par aapko ek bhavya sundar Vikasit Bharat ka nirman karna hai.
Further elaborating on India's efforts in the semiconductor sector, Prime Minister Modi said that production has begun at India's first semiconductor unit. Mr. Modi also spoke about distractions in the age of social media. He said students should avoid comparing themselves with others on the basis of salary packages, jobs or the sectors in which they are working. Mr. Modi said life is not a leaderboard and one's journey is not a competition with others but with oneself. Union Education Minister Prahlad Joshi, Chairperson Board of Governors of IIT Delhi Harish Salve and Director IIT Delhi Professor Ongon Banerjee were also present in the ceremony. On the occasion, the Prime Minister also inaugurated a high-performance computing facility, Parampragya, at IIT Delhi. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah has urged all cooperative banks to join the National Urban Cooperative Finance and Development Corporation, NUCFDC, the umbrella organization for cooperative banks in the country. Mr. Shah said this after inaugurating the new office complex of the NUCFDC in Mumbai's Fort area. He expressed confidence that the umbrella organization will transform the urban banking sector by making its services more modern, transparent and trustworthy. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan arrived at Sri Vijayapuram today on a two-day visit to the Andaman and Nicobar Islands. On his arrival at INS Utkrosh, the Vice President was accorded a ceremonial reception and guard of honour. Mr. Radhakrishnan will visit the National Memorial Cellular Jail this evening and pay floral tributes at the Martyrs Column and offer his respects at the Swatantrata Jyoti. He will also visit the cell of Veer Savarkar and other important sections of the historic cellular jail, including the central tower, workshed, gallows and the museum exhibition gallery. Union Minister of Health and Family Welfare Jagat Prakash Nadda chaired a CEO roundtable at the Inter Medical Device Conference 2026 in New Delhi today. Mr. Nadda said in a social media post that the roundtable brought together leading industry representatives and senior government officials. He added that during the roundtable, discussions were focused on a holistic approach to strengthening innovation, regulatory excellence, domestic manufacturing, value chains, market access and exports to position India as a global hub for quality medical devices. India has achieved a major milestone in its clean energy journey, with the country crossing 300 gigawatts of installed non-fossil fuel-based electricity capacity. In a social media post, New and Renewable Energy Minister Prahlad Joshi highlighted that India's renewable energy capacity has surged by 400% over the last 12 years. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange colour warning for heavy to very heavy rainfall over Rajasthan and Odisha today. According to the IMD, thunderstorms accompanied by lightning and gusty winds are expected to prevail over Lakshadweep, North Interior Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal today. The IMD has also predicted heavy rainfall with thunderstorms and lightning in various parts of the country over the next 2 to 3 days. And with that, we end this news bulletin.